Welcome to Siendo Primero, Being First. I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
And I'm Melanie Ruiz López. We're so happy to be with you today. I have to say that this is a very special episode because we're in those final days before graduation here at Arizona Western College.
It's a time of mixed feelings. We see students, and some of our friends too, getting their caps and gowns ready, and it makes us feel a little nostalgic.
I know, right? Seeing our friends and classmates graduate reminds us why we're here. It's a beautiful but emotional time on campus.
Whether you are the one graduating or the one saying goodbye to a friend, this episode is for you. We want to celebrate this achievement.
Also, just to let you know, this is our last episode of this semester, and it feels so crazy how fast time goes by.
It really does. I'm going to miss being behind the mic for a few weeks, but I'm excited to end this semester with this powerful episode.
And that's why, as we always say, in this episode, we'll be speaking in English.
Y también en español, porque es nuestra identidad y queremos que este mensaje llegue a todos por igual. Además, ese afán de superarse se entiende en cualquier idioma.
Today, we have an amazing lineup. We start with an interview with Nick Foley. He's a student, but also a part of KAWC family, who is now preparing for his next big step at the university. Later, a flash interview with students from all over the campus. We asked them something that made them think about this topic.
Then, we have a special feature about the people who help us reach that final line, our professors and mentors. We'll hear the inspiring voice of Professor Ayla Peterson.
Finally, we talk with Angela Amezaga from the Transfer Center. She explained the transfer process in a very clear way, so that you can feel ready for what's next.
Con esto, damos inicio a Siendo Primero.
Being first!
Hello everyone, my name is Sahei Bárcenas from Siendo Primero, and we are here with...
Nicholas Foley. I'm dual majored right now for my associates in media arts and AAS in television production as well, graduating the end of less than 2 weeks. And I'll be transferring over to ASU after that to pursue a bachelor's in media arts and sciences with an emphasis in education.
Thank you for joining Siendo Primero.
Hey, thanks for having me. I've been talking your guys' show up for a long time, so it's cool to finally be a part of it.
I want to know, if you could compare the person you were on your first day at AWC with the person standing here today, what is the biggest change you see in yourself?
Wow, that's a big question. actually, there's quite a few differences I see in myself. One, my confidence. I guess part of me didn't really know what I wanted to do. I used to do media related things when I was in the Navy, and then I had gotten out and spent a few years cooking. So my passion was a little divided for some time. And so starting at AWC, I mean, I was still working in restaurants when I very first started to see it grow into like actually working in the field again. And it's been a really magical experience for me. The student newsroom for me actually was a big growing point professionally and personally. It pushed me back into what I was passionate about to begin with back when I was in the Navy. So, yeah.
And now, graduation is a celebration, but it's also the result of many sacrifices. What was a moment when you almost gave up? And what was the why that kept you going?
I would say for me, I always knew I wanted to go to school. I talked about it since I was in high school. And then I joined the Navy to help pay for that and like pave the road. But then once I got out of the Navy, it took me years to like actually apply and like really begin my college journey. So by the time that I actually started, I mean, I was dead set. Like, this is what I'm doing. You cannot change my mind. I've had this goal, this plan for 10 years at this point. And I was just at the point where I was tired of talking about it. And I just wanted to do something about it. So I guess that would be the closest I came to it, would be the fear of starting was my biggest barrier. And so now that I have started, it's a lot easier to keep the momentum going, but it was just a matter of getting there in the first place.
And now that you'll be going to the university, what is the specific mindset you're taking with you to succeed in this new stage?
The biggest things I've learned at Arizona Western College is just how powerful your words are. I guess that's something I took for granted before. I didn't think about how powerful language could be, but I mean, that's It's how you ask for things. It's how you communicate your feelings. It's how you understand your peers. It's how you grow. It is not being afraid to speak what's on my mind and not being afraid to ask for help on the things that I need help with. This lesson applies so far. I mean, just in your interpersonal relationships, whether it's romantic, not romantic, or a friendship, or just being able to communicate better with them. I mean, that's where I've been finding the most of my success is in learning how to better communicate with everyone.
And I can hear that you're very excited for this. Can you tell us more about your plans for the university, or at least for your first semester?
Yeah. So no idea what I'm doing, but I'm figuring it out as I go. And that's sort of been my entire college journey. The degree that I'm going to be going after at ASU is a bachelor's in media arts and sciences with an emphasis in education. So I've been working in this field for years at this point. I've been doing what I love, and what I want to do in the long run is I want to teach others how to do this. I want to teach people how to conduct interviews, how the equipment works. I want to teach the science behind it and then show the art and like how you can turn one person's story into just something that captures your attention, your whether it's educating you or entertaining you. I want to continue this process, and I want to help other people improve at the same processes. So that's what we'll figure it out.
Now that you're talking about that, what is the message you want to leave behind for the new students and for those who still have a long way to finish college?
Learn how to speak up. In so many ways, when you have a question in class, don't be afraid to ask it. Because if you have that question, probably 10 or 12 other people in that same room have that exact same question. Don't be afraid to speak up for what you believe in. Even if it might not seem popular in the moment, it will at least guide you to the kind of people that you want to surround yourself with. And don't be afraid to be yourself. That's what makes us as a community so great, is just all the differences between everyone. And I guess I would just encourage everyone to always try to improve your communication with each other, whether it's with someone you agree with or disagree with. I mean, there's benefits, and there's you'll have a better understanding of yourself afterwards.
As you prepare to turn the page and head to the university, I have one last challenge for you. If you could say something to the people who supported you, but you couldn't use the words thank you, what would you say to them?
I would say that I'm getting emotional thinking about this. I would say I wouldn't be the person I am today without these influences, academically, professionally, and personally. It's funny that you say I can't say thank you, because that's the first thing I want to say to all of these people. They helped me seek my own success. They encouraged me to be the best version of myself. It's an exciting journey, and everywhere I go, I find someone that understands something better than I. Maybe I put a little bit too much energy and faith into these mentors, but I use them as my examples for the type of person that I want to be, especially here at Arizona Western College. Dr. Campbell, she's one of them. Sherry Needham, Troy Botman, Professor Kevin Cotto, he doesn't work here anymore, but he was someone that I had so much in common with. We're from the same place. We have a similar background with cooking and in the same field, and we're both tech nerds. All the people here at the station, Dave Reek, Alex, Cisco, Victor, you, Melanie, Chloe, Mac, everyone here makes up a community that I'm very, very proud to be a part of. This has been one of the best chapters of my life so far.
It has been an honor to have you in this interview. I can't wait to see the amazing things you'll be doing on the university.
Thank you so much for having me.
From Siendo Primero, I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
Those words were so powerful. I feel very nostalgic with what Nick said, even though I'm still not right where he is.
I'll be honest, I was almost crying during the interview, and it's hard to see him graduating because he's such a big friend and also part of KAWC. He was the host of All Things Considered. And now, seeing him going to the university, it's a very special moment.
I can imagine, but I'm so happy for him. I think he explained perfectly how it feels to pursue your passion and finally seeing results in what you're doing.
It's so cool seeing people fulfill their dreams, even though, as he said, he still doesn't know everything, but he knows where he wants to be.
I really like that part. It felt very real, and it resonated with me. Many first-generation students might feel that way, not knowing where the path will lead, but still following your dreams.
Así es, y hablar de este tema te hace pensar en todo lo que uno aprende. Y es cierto lo que dicen, college nos cambia la vida de formas que no esperábamos.
Es muy cierto eso. And that made us wonder about the experience of other students on campus. So, we asked them a very interesting question related to things learned here.
Let's listen to what they said.
I'm Melanie Ruiz López from Siendo Primero. Can you present yourself?
Hola, mi nombre es Iván Cepeda y yo tengo un major en agricultura.
My name is Emily Hernandez and my major is Administration of Justice.
Abril García and my major is Social Work.
What is something you learned during college that is not related to your major but has been very useful?
Yo aprendí mucho sobre organización porque cuando llegué aquí el primer semestre batallé mucho con eso porque se me hacía fácil de que estaba aquí y sentía que podía llegar a la hora que sea cuando no y eso me afectó mucho en los grados. Entonces a partir del siguiente semestre empecé a mejorar mis hábitos, a dormirme temprano, levantarme temprano, también a comer bien porque también eso es muy importante y ya, aprender sobre la organización de tiempos.
Something that I learned in college is how there's advisors for every major and how they help you graduate.
I learned how to study here before I never studied, so that's one of the main things that I learned throughout college.
Thank you for your time. From Siendo Primero, I'm Melanie Ruiz López.
You know, Melanie, as this episode goes on, I'm getting more and more excited. Ni nos vamos a graduar aún, pero ya siento la emoción desde ahorita.
Ya sé. It's like we're sharing that happiness with them. Even though it's not our turn today, seeing our classmates succeed makes me feel like our own graduation is possible. It's a very weird but beautiful feeling.
Totally. It's a mix of being proud of them and also feeling a little bit nervous for us. Looking at them with their gowns ready makes me realize that time really flies.
I know. Every challenge we face right now, like a hard exam or a long day, it's preparing us for that big moment. This episode is making me want to study harder.
Also, every story we're hearing today is a reminder that all the long nights are leading us to somewhere great. And I'm so happy we are sharing this episode with everyone at AWC.
Me too, but don't go away yet, because we have a lot more to share. We'll be right back with more Siendo Primero.
Being first. From KAWC, this is a brand new season of Siendo Primero, Being First. I'm Sahei Barcenas.
And I'm Melanie Ruiz López. This is a space where your story is the main character.
We'll be talking about student life. En inglés y en español, porque nos representan ambos idiomas.
You can hear us at kawc.org under the show tab.
A new season with the same goal.
To give students a voice.
Siendo Primero is a project of the KAWC Student Newsroom, which is funded by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, the Scripps Howard Fund, and by generous local support. Thank you for encouraging the next generation of public media. Learn more about the project, hear more stories, and support this effort at kawc.org.
Welcome back to Siendo Primero, Being First. I'm Sahei Barcenas.
And I'm Melanie Ruiz López. We're so happy that you're still with us in our last episode of the semester. Ha sido muy interesante escuchar a otros estudiantes hablar sobre ese emotivo momento de sus vidas, la graduación.
That's right. They talk about things like managing time, discovering who they really are, and it reminds us that being at AWC is about growing as a person, not just getting a grade.
And speaking of growing, we've been talking a lot about graduation, but we can't forget the people who help us get there. Behind every good student, there's usually a great professor or a mentor.
Yes, that's why on this occasion, the next feature will be with Professor Ayla Peterson, who is a worthy representative of what a mentor means in our lives.
Let's listen to it.
Learning math. I can work through challenging problems. Mistakes are part of the learning process, and it's okay to make them. With practice, persistence, and support,
I can improve.
This is the sound of a classroom breaking a wall of doubt. For many of us, the hardest part of college isn't a subject, it's the pressure of the unknown. But behind every student working toward graduation, there is often a voice that refuses to let them fail. A mentor who saw potential in us. I'm Sahei Barcenas from Siendo Primero, and we'll hear from someone who believes that our potential is more than any complicated equation.
My name is Isla Peterson. I am the current director of faculty development and a professor of mathematics.
She knows that for many, the hardest part of college is the doubt they carry about reaching the finish line.
I think that there are many students that come into my classes thinking they can't do math. And it's interesting because I watch my students do math successfully when they don't think they are and they're doing fine. I think it's important for students to be able to say kind things to themselves and recognize that they are capable, because if nobody else in the world believes in you, you should always believe in yourself. It increases your odds you're going to be able to face the challenges of life when you know that you can do it, because I think every single person who walks through my door can. They just need to believe it.
To Professor Peterson, no variable is too complex and no obstacle is a dead end. Instead, she provides the tools for every student to unlock their full potential.
If a student doesn't feel like they're in a safe environment where they can be themselves and they feel respected and believed in, I don't think that they can perform to the best of their abilities. So I like to try to do things that honor my students in small ways. Like I try to do translations on my tests and quizzes into the Spanish language so that they have the opportunity. Like if one word just doesn't make sense, they're like, oh no, flip it over. It's okay. And I bring candy to help lighten the mood on test day. And building the words of confidence and the daily affirmations is mostly just like, you really do need to talk kindly to yourself because we deserve it. You all deserve it. So it's just my way of trying to make my students feel like they belong in this space, because they do.
The work of a great mentor goes beyond the classroom. Now they stand by our side to ensure we become the version of ourselves ready to conquer any challenge.
One of the most powerful things that I walked away from my college experience with was a deeper awareness of myself. I learned my study styles, and I learned that I didn't like having to do an assignment overnight. So I learned how to pace myself back a few days, how I responded to stress, and I figured out how to manage that, how to respond to disappointment, and how I could build myself back up. So that would be what I hope that any student walks away from their college with, is not only the knowledge that you obtain in all of your studies, but a deeper awareness of yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, how you can build yourself up to succeed, how to face disappointments and challenges, and what works best for you.
Failure is just a part of the process. And graduation is proof that we learn how to stand back up. To every student who is tired or who is just a few steps away from holding that diploma, listen to this.
You are all more capable than you even realize, so just believe in yourselves.
To our professors and mentors who help us until we cross that stage, thank you for believing in us until we could believe in ourselves. From Siendo Primero, I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
And support, I can improve. I want you guys to believe that with every fiber of your being.
Those were such inspiring words. Honestly, listening to the beginning of her class was so interesting. It really makes me want to be a student in her classroom.
And I remember my friends told me that I should take a class with her, and I don't regret it. She's amazing.
It makes a big difference when you have someone that supports you.
Yes, and she has become a mentor for me, just like other professors during my time here in college. Some of them are so special to me that we even have them here as guests in Siendo Primero.
You know what? You're so right.
And hey, Melanie, do you have any professors in mind that have been a key part of your life as a student?
Oh, yes. I've been very lucky. Professors like Rafael Encinas and Edalí Quintana, they really helped me find my way. They made me feel like this could be a second home and I can actually do whatever I wanted. But what about you, Sahei?
Well, I already mentioned Professor Peterson, but three other professors that have been very important for me are Luis Landeros, Michael Rose, and Kevin Caro, that even though he's not on the school anymore, he's still a mentor for me. Actually, thanks to him, I'm here in Siendo Primero.
Oh, it really shows how one professor can change our life forever. It's so good to say their names and thank them. Their help is the reason we feel ready for the next step.
And speaking of the next step, our next guest is here to help us transfer into the university.
That's right. We're talking about Angela Amezaga. She has all the information you need if you're planning to go to a university after AWC.
Let's hear it.
I'm Melanie Ruiz Lopez from Siendo Primero, and I'm here with
Angela Amezaga, Transfer Services and Program Coordinator from the AWC Transfer Center.
In your opinion, what do you think is the hardest part about transferring?
From what I've experienced with many students who visit our center is that the transfer process is something that they will come across once. So it's not something that they're familiar with that causes a lot of anxiety in students, especially because they're not sure how to start or what the next steps are. So the hardest part for many students is just getting started or waiting very long because they're just very nervous about how it will be. And since they're very unfamiliar, that sometimes causes those delays. But students, as soon as they start, I think that eases a lot of that anxiety and definitely makes it a lot easier for them.
Talking about that, what do you think is the easier part of transferring to a university after college?
Once the students have completed their applications and they are in the system, many times they will have the admissions counselors or enrollment managers that are going to be reaching out to them, as well as them having been integrated into the systems for those universities. So definitely they will be getting a lot of follow-up emails, communication. So once they're in that pipeline, students can definitely take advantage of getting that little nudge and making sure that they're completing the process correctly, that they're not missing any items. So once they're in, I think that is the easiest part for them because then they could really get explicit instructions on completing all the other steps.
Could you tell us what does a meeting with transfer services look like?
It really is just an overall meeting of where they're at and how they can get to that plan, and then sharing time frames, when they should be applying for scholarships, when they should be applying for admissions, who is the contact for the university that they could start getting information directly from. So it would just be, you know, a little bit of everything, but we really work towards referring students, making sure that they are connected to the right representatives.
Do you have any tips for undecisive students that they really don't know what they're going to major in or where to transfer?
Definitely, AWC students can take advantage of career services here. They could go to the 3C building at the admissions office. They have the career services area, and there they can get assessments completed. They could really evaluate themselves on their goals, on their strengths, to identify their aligned career goals, and then take it from there to see what majors they're interested in. So definitely starting that process early, as you know, first semester, second semester, they have time. But again, they can definitely align it to their future goals.
And how early do you advise transfer students to start using the university career services?
I really encourage students to come to our department as early as possible. Even though I know students are barely starting, first semester students are getting integrated into the climate here, it's really never too early to visit our department because our services are for students who are going to the university, and usually that's at the end of the degree here at AWC. But starting early is definitely really helpful to relieve a lot of the stress, to plan a lot better, to determine the transfer term, and then also to know about the resources such as scholarships, or getting them connected to the university representatives early on is really important for students. So we look forward to seeing students anytime.
It's never too early.
It's never too early, really.
What is the biggest difference between helping a student pick a major from scratch versus helping them map credits to a university degree while keeping career goals intact?
At our department, we don't do the career selection. That is something that we definitely want to refer students to the AWC Career Services. But when they express that they're not sure about it, it's a lot more challenging and they have to do more of that research themselves. When students come in and they already identify the major they want or the career goals and how that major aligns to that career goal, it is much easier because we can work with the degree pathways that could take them to that career path. And so then they could identify which degree they actually want to pursue. So it's kind of like working a puzzle backwards, but it's really helpful for students to do more of the research, take advantage of the resources that we have here at our community college, and really invest that time in themselves, especially to know what they want to do with their careers and what type of occupation they're looking for.
And what do you wish every community student knew before their first meeting with you?
I just would like for all our community college students to know that we are very excited to help all students, whether it is for the three in-state universities or out of state, to share resources. We're here to support. But one of the things is that, again, it's never too early to start, because life changes. Students may start with one thing and then they decide on something else. And definitely we want to help support that change and making sure that they are still aligned to their career goals. And we want to just invite students, whether you're ready or not, just go and just learn about what's out there, and then we can share specifics once they're ready for that step
closer.
Yes.
And do you know of any scholarships for transfer students?
Once students are fully admitted to the university, each university does have their scholarship portals. Students are encouraged to still look for those scholarships so that they can see, you know, what they can still apply to. It's a time for enjoying, but also preparation is really important for any transfer student.
If you could give one piece of advice to a spring graduate who has just been accepted as a transfer student for this fall, what will you tell them to do this summer to prepare both academically and career-wise?
First of all, congratulations to all our spring graduates. We're very excited for them. And make sure that you have all of your items, all of your tasks, and all your next steps completed so that you are fully ready to start in the fall. Some students don't realize that there's so many little steps involved, and they might, you know, not log in for some time just because they think they're done just by submitting that initial application. But again, making sure that they are contacting representatives during the summer, that they are already meeting with academic advisors way before or now if they're still in that process to get their classes set up. So it's really a time of transition and technically really just enjoying the summer, but making very intentional steps to make that plan feasible. We really hope that we see a lot more students during the summer, making sure that they are continually looking for that support directly from the university admissions, their program advisors, and just all of the different personnel that are included in the universities. They're all wonderful. They're all there to embrace our students, to just take them in and help them. So again, reaching out is always my best suggestion to our students.
I'm definitely reaching out to career services and to transfer services, because I got a lot of information, and I bet a lot of people listening to Siendo Primero are going to get a lot of information that maybe we didn't know. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for including us.
From Siendo Primero, I'm Melanie Ruiz López.
Oh, we got a great information from Angela. I like how she explained exactly how a meeting will look like, so people know before scheduling a meeting.
I agree with you, but I also think that any student that is listening to this podcast should take her advice and go as soon as possible to transfer services. It shouldn't matter when you start.
For me, one of the best pieces of advice from Angela was having fun this summer. I think a lot of students need a break to come stronger or start at university stronger than ever.
Yes, that's a very fun advice that I'm definitely trying this summer. Even though I have some classes, I'm still hoping to relax and have a very needed break. And now, looking back at this whole semester, I realized that Siendo Primero has become that safe space for both of us.
I know, Melanie. With this project, we've learned that being the first is a challenge, but it's also a huge honor. A su vez, estamos creando un camino para las personas que siguen después de nosotros.
Definitely. The goal is always the same, to remind every student that they belong here, because they do.
We have reached the end of today's episode and the end of this season. We hope these stories and advice help you feel ready for whatever comes next. To all the students at AWC who are finishing this chapter, congratulations! Muchísimas felicidades!
You did it! Seeing you reach this goal inspired us to keep going. Thank you so much for listening and for being part of Siendo Primero. You are the reason we do this show, and we can't wait to be back with you very, very soon.
Siendo Primero is produced by KAWC.
This show is available as a podcast or online. Just search kawc.org under the Shows tab.
I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
I'm Melanie Ruiz López. And this is
Siendo Primero.